What do you want to happen to your body when you die? I know it's a morbid thought, but one many of us are concerned about. There are lots of considerations, financial, religious, cultural, familial. But one new trend in the funeral industry is a push for more eco-friendly burials. It feels a little bit strange to call it a new trend, given how humans were buried for thousands of years. But in fact, since the evolution of the steel-lined casket and the advancement in embalming methods, not to mention town cemetery ordinances, there are a lot of interventions for people who want their bodies buried in the ground. A new law goes into effect in Vermont on July 1st that codifies the state's approach to what are being called green burials. Here to walk us through the process is Josh Slocum, Executive Director of the Funeral Consumers Alliance, based in South Burlington. Josh, it's nice to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Jane. Hi.
So what exactly is the Vermont law intending to do here?
Simply make it easier for people who want to open a natural cemetery to do so without having to adhere to some of the regulations that are more appropriate to a conventional cemetery, such as fencing and the way graves are marked out and platted.
And in fact, in some cases, towns are required to like pull weeds and mow cemeteries. And this would say, yeah, that's not required by a town to do that kind of thing.
Right. And I think the first thing that people should understand is what we call green burial or natural burial is what our great-great-grandparents would have simply called burial, right? What it means is burial in the earth without embalming, without a metal casket, perhaps with a shroud or with a wood coffin, and without the concrete vault that is typically used in cemeteries to surround the casket and keep it level.
So isn't that already legal in Vermont? And if you wanted to be buried, for example, on private property?
Yes. A common misconception people have is that so-called green burial or burial without the interventions, as you described it, is somehow by default illegal. It's not. It's not illegal anywhere. One can always choose to have a simple, straightforward burial. But whether or not the cemetery that you use will accommodate that request is a different question.
In fact, in Vermont, my understanding is there is no set aside cemetery that is known as a green cemetery where all of the people who are buried there are buried in this manner. Is that true? That's
correct. I think that there is some interest in seeing that happen. And obviously for Vermont, this is a natural, right?
Pun intended.
Yes. But really, I mean, in a state where we take such good care of the environment, where we understand that not only do we want that, but that it's important for our tourist industry, this just seems like something that could just sail through, and it did.
You're with the Funeral Consumers Alliance. Isn't this going to take money out of the pockets of people who specialize in selling people? And I don't mean this in any derogatory way, but who specialize in selling people fancy coffins and who are, you know, who do the embalming. Isn't this taking money out of your clients' pockets?
Well, now, and actually, Funeral Consumers Alliance, we're a consumer organization, so we are often seen, I think, incorrectly by funeral directors as an enemy. But what we're about is education and free options. And yes, it's certainly true that those who choose a green burial do not buy metal caskets. They don't buy vaults. But I think that any business has to adapt to changing consumer preferences. And smart, forward-thinking people in the funeral business will see that, I think.
So if there's no specific place set aside so far for Vermont to do this, you think there is interest, though. Is there more interest in other states? Are you seeing these green cemeteries cropping up?
Yes. When I first came to Vermont to take this job back in the early 2000s, I only knew of one green cemetery in South Carolina. At last count, there are at least 80 of them that are either dedicated natural cemeteries or they're portions of conventional or municipal cemeteries. And I want to point out that so-called green burial, right, has been going on all the time everywhere. Many traditional Jewish and Muslim communities practice that form of simple and direct burial. Many Amish families do. And people who have a private sort of family cemetery, maybe one grave on their rural land, of course, there's nothing that would require them to purchase the concrete vault or the casket.
Can you describe what these places look like? In a lot of cases, there's no traditional marker that would notate where a person has chosen to be buried.
Right. Well, it depends on the character of the land. These places look like what the land looks like. So I toured one in upstate New York a couple of years ago, and it's rolling hills on the side of I mean, it's pasture land and rock outcroppings and stands of trees. I mean, it's very familiar to what you'd see in Vermont. But the key to it is that the intervention into the land to manicure it the way that we are, the way we think of with conventional cemeteries, is out. And a lot of times, if the graves are marked, it's an indigenous rock, a rock that you find there that's appropriate to the area, or you can find a grave by GPS coordinates, which is what a lot of green cemeteries do.
Is that required by towns to have those, at least a GPS coordinate, if you're going to have a cemetery in a town?
I don't know every specific town ordinance. And in a lot of cases, very small sort of pieces of law like that, very specific questions are not contemplated sort of explicitly in the regulations. But it's certainly true that you can have an accurate map of a cemetery if you take care to position it correctly and keep on top of where your GPS coordinates are. And people who are interested in natural burial are less interested in having a conventional marker there anyway. Part of the appeal is that that is absent.
What do you think people need to know about this, though, on the side of just thinking clearly about what you want and how to make sure that you get what you want? Obviously, by the time your loved ones are dealing with your death, it's out of your hands. So what should you be doing before you die to make sure that your wishes are both received and then followed through with?
Well, you can never guarantee that they're going to be followed through with, which is a sad reality I have to share with many people who call. But you can get a good start by having a frank family conversation. I mean, talk about your end of life funeral, burial plans, write them down and explore your options. A lot of what we think as Americans that we have to do or that we're not allowed to do when it comes to funerals is not true at all. So know what your options are, and then you can have a real conversation about what's going to make sense when a death comes to your family.
Have you had that conversation with your family?
Incessantly.
I suppose with
your
job.
Are you kidding? When I was 9 years old and I had to do a civics contribution for English class, everybody else went out to the newspaper publisher. Someone went to the bagel shop. Well, I went to the undertaker. So we've always had a very candid discussion about family life, and death is part of family life.
And is this something that appeals to you? Maybe I don't mean to get too personal into what you want to do, but in terms of this opening up of the ability for people who want to be buried in a way with less interventions and perhaps in some cases fewer dangerous chemicals that the undertaker might have to deal with.
Yes. When it comes to me personally, I say to people, honestly, there are certain things I prefer and certain things that I don't. But what's most important to me is that my family and my survivors afterwards, that whatever they do for the funeral works for their budget and their philosophy and where they feel they need to be at the time.
That's Josh Slocum. He's executive director of the Funeral Consumers Alliance. Act 24, an act relating to natural burial grounds, goes into effect in Vermont on July 1st. Josh, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Jane.